Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester, and with me as always is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
What's going on? I feel like it's been weeks since we've done anything.
Yeah, why is that? I guess we recorded early last week and we're recording late this week.
I don't know. It just feels nice when I don't have to talk to you for like 10 days.
Yeah. All right, so this week we had promised people the hot takeoff. Unfortunately, our judge is in Canada, and we have a no Canadians rule on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. True.
That's not even true, by the way. We've had multiple Canadian guests.
Yeah, I'm a quarter Canadian for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you went to school in Canada.
Yeah, and I guess two of my grandparents were Canadian, so I guess I'm half Canadian. I don't know.
You're half Canadian. But two of your grandparents were born in Canada?
Well, I mean, they came to Canada when they were like 6 years old from Russia, but they lived there for most of
the time. Nah, they're Russian. You're Russian. My grandfather was born in Canada.
So, you know, but like my dad's entire extended family growing up lived in Winnipeg. So it's actually funny because early on in my relationship with my wife, when my mother-in-law, my now mother-in-law, heard that, she said, "Oh, I knew you looked Canadian," which I thought was like the dumbest comment ever, because how does one look Canadian, number one? And number two, how would the fact that my family passed through Winnipeg instead of New York, you know, Ellis Island affect how I look? But anyways, some think I look Canadian. Do you think I look Canadian?
No, you act sort of. You're not nice enough to be Canadian, first of all.
Yeah. All right. So anyways, so the hot takeoff will be coming next week. We've been getting a lot of good hot takes via email and Twitter and whatnot. I'm incorporating them. I'm compiling them so that I can use some of the fans as well as my own hot takes to counter you, because you have 10 fire takes coming next week. Is that right?
So do you, Do you have any takes? How are you doing your half of it?
I have like six or seven. But I think, you know, I'll sort of call them to take a couple of the best, and then I'll use a couple of the best from the listeners as well.
Okay, so you're sort of teaming up. This is like the all-star team.
Yes, it's everybody against the Kiva. Yeah,
the monsters.
Because you are like a superstar of hot takes.
The take artist, sure.
Yeah. So I'm bringing the listeners. And some of these takes, you know, we got a couple of good takes. I guess I'll save this for the podcast next week. But I invented a new hashtag, which is niche takes. Because some of these takes are like only very hot if you have strong opinions about a very niche subject that like 99% of people don't care about.
Right.
So we,
How do you think the scoring should work?
Well, just to tantalize people, we got a really hot John Lithgow take.
Oh, really?
But you have to be opinionated about John Lithgow.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, no,
to appreciate the take.
Yeah. I'm sure we got some like survivor takes. I don't know how we should score it.
I think it's up to the judge. You say a take, we say a take, and he just says winner. Boom. That's it.
Oh, he shouldn't score each one and then like...
It's like, you know, the game, what's it called? Apples to Apples or Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
The judge decides the winner. His criteria are his criteria.
So then we can't have 10. I thought we were going to have 10. I was going to do 10 takes, but we need an odd number of takes.
Why? Because in case it's 5-5?
Yeah, in case it's 5-5.
So then save yourself an overtime take just in case.
Okay. I need an overtime take just in case. I got it.
It's like
I was going to backload my takes, but I think the way you're doing the scoring, I almost need to front load. It's like Ryder Cup. I need to sort of
build up an early and also then the perception is that you're better. Yeah, I don't know. We also don't know. I don't want you talking to Rob trying to get into his psyche about how he's going to be judging these, because then you have an unfair
bias. I also have a couple takes like I got sent that I want you to use. Like I also want the opposing takes to be strong.
Yeah. All right. So forward me if there's any hot takes you've gotten from third parties that I haven't seen. Forward those to me as well.
Okay.
So I guess you have an advantage then, because you're seeing some of that takes.
But also, I don't want you to do any. I never trust your judgment on these things. You're gonna be like, it's gonna be too niche. I already see. There's gonna be a lot of inside Jewish baseball. There's gonna be a lot of.
No, a couple of our Jewish listeners sent us Jewish takes. Yeah, those aren't really gonna be relevant for this.
We could have a round.
The judge is Rob, so
yeah,
you know
he's not gonna get. And we could have a third round afterwards, just like you know, best of the things that couldn't fit.
Best
in the
of
real
the rest.
Tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, this podcast will be 6 hours of takes. So,
no,
unless Rob only has 5 hours.
It's a 20-minute podcast. I don't know what you're talking about. It's like I say 10 takes. Each take is 5 seconds. The podcast is over right away.
I don't know if that's true. You know, a roast battle, each episode has like 3 minutes of comedy, and they stretch
a lot
it out
of filler.
Into an hour.
There's a lot of filler. Yeah. If we had, that's why we should get 4 celebrity judges.
Last time we had Rob on the podcast, I think, was for our Mets preview, and we ended up spending a lot of time. Rob asked me questions about my high school experiences, so you never know where it's going to go.
Rob may interview us. That's true. Okay, let's do this, because we have a lot to do today, and I don't want to push this off like we did with a similar podcast.
Yeah, all right. So last year in the off season, around this time of year, in I think way actually was a little bit earlier, because we started with March Madness. We decided to determine who the greatest living American was. It was like a 6-episode arc, I think, where we finally determined that the greatest living American is Bill Gates.
Right.
Some of those people on that list have passed away, so we're no longer eligible. And a couple of them are eligible for another list, which we're doing today, which is the counterpoint, which is the worst living Americans.
Mm.
So today we have a bracket of 64 terrible Americans, and we are going to try to determine who is the worst living American.
Now, you have the bracket. I haven't seen it.
Well, you saw earlier versions. Yeah, it's been amended a little bit. So just so people understand.
Are you going to send it to me? Like, how's this working? Am I being surprised?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not going to be that surprised because 80% of it's the same as 95%
I know,
of it's
but
the
like,
same
it's just annoying not to be able to see the bracket.
Well, then it's more of a surprise to you.
No, whatever.
I don't want you to strategize. Ooh, I want that guy to face that guy in the second round, so I'm going to manipulate my response in the first round.
Only you can strategize. Got it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not strategizing. Okay, so just so people understand, we, you know, this is a little bit lighthearted, so we're excluding convicted murderers. You know, if you've actually, with one or two exceptions, but if you actually murdered somebody, then, you know, this, we're not literally looking for like the evilest Americans because it would just be like, you know, it'd be 63 serial killers or I guess 10 people from the Trump administration or 54 serial killers, something like that. And then also
Sean Spicer wearing mismatched shoes today. Breaking news.
Who did? Sean Spicer?
A black shoe and a brown shoe. Just trying to like hide it.
All right. So that will obviously mean that Melissa McCarthy will be wearing misplaced shoes on Saturday night. Yeah, and then the other thing is we've decided to exclude politicians, anybody involved in governance, because again, that just, you know, there's too much evil there, and it would be boring to just say, you know, like have a 6-hour debate about whether we hate Steve Bannon more or whatever. So that's boring. That's depressing. So we have split the 64 into the left bracket and the right bracket. The left bracket is the sports bracket. We have 32 evil Americans in the world of sports. And then the right bracket is Hollywood / media. So these are entertainment people / people in media. Some of them might be political, but, you know, they don't hold elected office. They're on TV or radio. All right. So should we jump into it?
Let's do it. But we gotta go lightning round.
Yeah, we got 63 matchups to determine today. We want a winner at the end of this episode.
Ideally.
Yeah. All right, so right off the bat.
A loser at the end of this episode.
But these are terrible people, so they'd probably take pride in it. Right?
That's true. Some of them. Well, like, but then they're in on the joke too much. Like, next year, people are going to be playing to win here. So I don't know.
Yeah, people are going to be doing bad things all year. Yeah, that's true. And by the way, you also tweeted out yesterday asking people to submit candidates. And we got a lot of good names. Most of them were already in the bracket. Some of them were honorable mentions, but they didn't make it for one reason or another. So we'll get to that.
Okay.
But let's jump right into it. And the very first matchup in the sports side of the bracket for the worst living American is Bobby Petrino against Lance Armstrong.
Okay. So I disagree with having both of them in here. I told you to take when I saw the bracket for a minute, I told you to take both of them out. Because Armstrong, we're a pro steroids podcast. Obviously, he can't win this matchup. And Petrino's not great, but I feel like there have been coaches that have usurped him. He's been, like, bad coach cucked. So I have Petrino winning this matchup, but to me, these are two people that shouldn't even be in the tournament.
So I think part of the problem is that, and I think we discussed this, every single just about college football coach and every single NFL owner could probably be on this list.
Oh, yeah, there's some skeletons in those closets.
Yeah. So
except for like Joe Paterno. They're all basically terrible.
Well, he's dead. That's why he's not on this.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And Sandusky, by the way, not on here just because, again, a little bit too dark.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What he did was worse than murder, in my opinion.
So, yeah. So we have Bobby Petrino versus Lance Armstrong. And I say Lance Armstrong. It's not just because of the fact that he did steroids. It's because of the fact that he is an egregious liar, how he throws everybody under the bus, how he's so sanctimonious. So, although, to the positive, he did raise money for cancer. So I've just asked our mutual friend. I have 6 chats going with mutual friends of ours. I'm just going to randomly message them and ask them.
I would ask Robbie. Can we ask Robbie this question? Because he'll have a Petrino take.
Robbie is not one of the 6 people who responded to me.
Oh, that's terrible.
So, actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send this to all 6 simultaneously and see who responds first. That's how we're going to do this.
Okay.
It's going to be a race. All right, so who's worse, Bobby Petrino or Lance Armstrong?
Right.
Keith says Petrino, I say Armstrong. Let's
and we could also get back to it in a minute. Why don't you want to go to the next matchup?
Okay, all right. The next matchup, I think, is two people who are more in the news lately anyways. We have LeVar Ball against
terrible.
Keith Olbermann.
Well, Keith Olbermann's not really in the news.
That's true. But LeVar Ball definitely in the news. Yeah. I'm going to vote for Ball here.
This is a blowout. Olbermann, my former coworker, not going to turn my back on a guy. Even, you know, I saw him make a girl cry once, but who hasn't made a girl cry once? I make my wife cry every day. The LeVar Ball, no doubt.
Okay, so LeVar Ball wins 2-0. All right, this next matchup is really good because I think it's just it's two people who are very similar in a lot of ways. And I'm speaking of Darren Revell. And then Carter, the guy on the Nugs guy.
Oh,
on Twitter.
Yeah, people really wanted Nugs Carter in this tournament.
Well, they got what they wished for.
Yeah, that's a good one. Darren Rovell. See, I think that Darren Rovell doesn't know any better. Like, he really... He thinks a little bit like LeVar Ball, that all press is good press, but, like, he just doesn't have a sensitivity chip in his head to think, like, oh, I shouldn't tweet now. Like, he schedules tweets, and it's really obvious, and sometimes, like, something big will happen, and he's just tweeting about, like, the Tacoma Thunderbirds have, like, a, you know, Twinkie ice cream coming out that, had like, breathes fire. I Nugs Carter is just a ruthless killer, and Nugs Carter moves on to the next round for me. It's not even a question.
But Nugs Carter is like a child.
Oh yeah, but he is just the embodiment of, like, this wasn't organic. Like, he asked for, he basically tried to make this viral. It wasn't like he did something cute and Wendy's took it viral. Like, he tried to go viral and did. That's, to me, that's abhorrent.
Yeah, I mean, to me, Nugs Carter has done one thing bad that Darren Rovell does every single day. So, by the way, you win. Josh Berliner says that Petrino is worse. He says all college coaches are gross.
Yeah.
Sorry. So you're going to win that one, 2-1.
No, and you better go for Nugs Carter. People are going to be furious. Nugs Carter has to, like, I mean, Rovell is Rovell. Nugs Carter, like, he could be the embodiment of evil. We're not sure yet.
Yeah. So,
like, what if it came out that, like, the shirts that he's selling for charity are really not for charity? You know? Like, anything's on the table with Nugs Carter. Rovell, like, we know the game already. We know it's played.
Oh, by the way, Ari Gold just chips in with Lance Armstrong. But again, it's the first responder, and Petrino advanced there. All right, so this one's 1-1. We're going to wait to hear back on Nugs Carter. A couple people say they don't know who he is, so our friends are obviously not good people. All right, the next bracket matchup, we have Isaiah Thomas against Rush Limbaugh. Why is Rush Limbaugh here? Because he was in
Limbaugh.
ESPN.
You don't know how to pronounce anything.
You were like, he was an
grew up in an ESPN lab where like you never heard anybody's
name.
Anyways,
the point is, Rush Limbaugh was an ESPN announcer for like 6 weeks until he got fired for saying something racist about Donovan McNabb. So that's why we put him on this side of the bracket. We had more people on the other side. So who's worse, Isaiah Thomas or Rush Limbaugh? You know, Isaiah Thomas ruined the WNBA, has ruined multiple teams, has sexually assaulted somebody. So, you know, he's got a nice little resume there for being a terrible person. Yeah. Rush Limbaugh, I don't think we need to describe why he's a terrible person.
No, I don't even, like, the thing about Limbaugh is, like, I'm sure he still, like, gets a billion listeners, but he's really not in, like, the you know, he's not on social media, so he's not really in the cultural conversation. I don't think he shows up on Fox News. He's really, like, you almost have to be now, you know, a little bit, you know? You have to be doing your evil in public, and Limbaugh is sort of doing it to, like,
Wait,
his
Rush
small
Limbaugh business. Is way more public than Isaiah Thomas. What has Thomas done lately?
I mean, this isn't a lifetime achievement award for Isaiah Thomas. Like, Thomas right now is
But really for both of them. I mean, Limbaugh also is like a drug addict and he's cheated on multiple women.
Yeah, but not like heroin. It's just some dumb pills. Who cares?
Why
I like
is that,
that he has 566,000 followers. He doesn't tweet anymore. He hasn't tweeted in like, he's tweeted once in the last like 2 years. But he follows nobody also. I hate when people follow nobody on Twitter. So actually, I'm going to switch over. Limbaugh, you follow zero people on Twitter. You're into the next round.
Oh, okay, wow. So we don't even need to hear from any of us. All right, so 2-0 Limbaugh advances. Isaiah, pretty bad, but yeah. All right, the next matchup is Alex Rodriguez against Art Briles, another coach. To me, I'm clearly voting Briles here. Rodriguez
Briles
just desperately
awful.
Wants friends. But that's
Rodriguez is like if Darren Rovell became, you know, like a Hall of Fame baseball player.
But now people like him again because he's so good as an announcer, as an analyst.
Yeah, I feel like A-Rod's prime is like an evil whatever is bad. And also, like, he did an interview with Jeter the other day. Jeter clearly didn't want to be there, and that made me happy. I hope Jeter's on this list.
Actually, now I'm disappointed, but Derek Jeter not on this list.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, that was a bad job by me, especially because, like, Major League Baseball has decided this entire week has to be spent celebrating him.
Why?
Which, I don't know, because he's retiring his number this week.
Oh, I saw like all the tributes, but I didn't even totally grasp why he's being feated this week. All right.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Next one we have an oldie but a goodie, John Rocker, against Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson, a late entrant into this bracket.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it to Phil.
Yeah, John Rocker, a lot of the RHP people will appreciate because he was on Survivor. But
honestly, I think John Rocker probably has the same opinions as 95% of white baseball players.
Yeah,
it's just that he was dumb enough to say them.
Yeah. I mean, also, like, he's not now anymore. He's just like a dope. Phil Jackson, to me, I love the idea of like Phil Jackson, like, not, you know, being too lazy to like go to Porzingis' house and beg him not to fly home to Latvia. So to me, Phil Jackson, just a complete inept moron, at this point. And I love that Popovich has really been proven right. Like, at this point, Popovich beats Jackson, and it's not even close historically. So, Jackson, you're into the next round.
All right. Okay, next we have Curt Schilling against Dan Snyder. This is two powerhouses.
Oh, boy.
This is like two top seeds.
Yeah, they
could
have met in like the Elite Eight or something.
Yeah, but we did this. We randomly seeded, just like we've been doing for some of our other brackets.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't always work, random seeding.
Yeah.
Schilling,
how are you going to vote here?
Schilling is such like an easy mark. Did you know that like PFT Commenter made, do you know about this? He made, yeah. Schilling will retweet any anti-liberal meme. So PFT Commenter made like an absurdly inane meme himself, like just on the premise of tweeting it to Curt Schilling, that Schilling would retweet it, and he got
that
him
worked.
Immediately,
yeah.
Like on the first
one.
Yeah. So Schilling versus Dan Snyder. To me, the fact that Snyder still won't change the team name, Snyder has more power also. Like, Snyder still won't change the team name. He just, like, randomly fired the GM a week before the draft, and there's no, no one knows why. There's, like,
well,
there's
a real, and then they throw him under the bus as an alcoholic. But here's
like
the thing.
A real shadow government going on with the Reds.
So here's a game like Bill Simmons always likes to play when you're trying to determine who the MVP is, right?
Yeah.
Swap their roles. If Curt Schilling is the owner of Washington and Snyder
right.
is a former pitcher,
right.
In that case, I think Schilling runs away with this.
Right. He like
Snyder,
starts wars with other countries.
Yeah, exactly. Like Snyder, we would have never heard from if he was just a pitcher, you know.
Right. He's
he,
not like know. On Twitter saying racist stuff, Dan Snyder. He's just like.
Just the owner of a racist, you know,
yeah.
logo that he profits
and,
off.
And even that is like his cheapness. He just doesn't
Let's
want to
put it
spend
this way.
The money.
At some point, Washington will change their team name. Or their
right.
logo, you know, at some point. And
They'll
when
have
that
to,
happens,
yeah.
Curt Schilling will 100% come out publicly against it.
Right, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. All right, Schilling, you're into the next round.
Congratulations, Snyder. You're a terrible person, but you know, not
Snyder
could have
beat a lot of the people we discussed earlier. Though.
Yeah, exactly. This is a dynamite matchup in the first round. All right, and then we have a football on football. Bill Belichick against Ray Lewis.
Bill Belichick.
Okay, now we are both on Bill James' book on crime.
Yeah,
so you read that, right?
Yeah.
So we're both of the position that Ray Lewis was innocent in the murder case, other than being at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Sure, probably.
Nevertheless, clearly a horrible person. You know, he's fathered multiple children.
Terrible
on wedlock.
Announcer.
He's just a pompous. Yeah, he's a terrible announcer. He's a pompous ass. He rants, you know, in ways that make no sense. A hypocrite in lots of ways. But yeah, Bill Belichick's going to win this one. Congrats
yeah, Belichick has murdered my soul 17 years running. I mean, there's no question.
Speaking of your soul, the next matchup, and this is again a dynamite matchup of two people that could have gone far. We have Akiva Whitaker against
oh, no.
Donald Sterling.
Oh no! Well,
do you recuse yourself or do you get to vote here?
No, I mean, I Sterling is worse than me. It's amazing he's still alive. Usually, when those things happen, the guy dies like 6 months later, right?
Yeah, like Paterno. I was worried that Sterling was going to die before we managed to record
before,
the podcast.
Like maybe before you posted it.
Okay, so you might end up sneaking up into the second round because Sterling might have a heart attack in the next few hours. But if not, Sterling's advancing past
yeah.
you.
Yeah, sorry, Akiva.
All right. Okay, Akiva, you're a terrible person. But also, is it, you know, part of this, I know Robbie was upset about this when we did the Greatest Living Americans podcast. You aren't even currently in America.
Right.
Right?
So, right. So Robbie wanted, you know, me not to be able to have a take. I mean, it,
yeah.
Does, am I not American? I'm like fifth generation Yorker, Robbie. What more do I have to do other than live
yeah.
there?
Yeah. All right. Okay. So next we have Floyd Mayweather against Don King. So Don King technically is a murderer. Curb stomped somebody to death in Cleveland in 1971. But you can remove the murder from his resume, and he still qualifies easily as one of the worst living Americans.
Sure.
Yeah.
I also like the idea of like. You curb stomp, and then after you curb stomp somebody, you get the Curb Your Enthusiasm music playing, bump it up, it up with the guy's skull lying there.
This is so terrible. Oh my God. You know that scene in American History X?
Yes, of course. That's where everyone
had,
knows the
yeah.
curb stomp from.
Yeah, that's whatever. I can't believe we're making jokes about this. So to me, Floyd Mayweather is a serial abuser of women, and he is illiterate. And
also, he never posts.
Yeah,
the problem is he never posts his losing bets. That's my problem to him.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? Don King is clearly the winner here.
I have Floyd. You have to send this to the judges.
Oh,
I have Floyd Mayweather.
Okay. All right. Next, we have Roger Goodell against Skip Bayless. This is another good matchup.
Oh, boy. I mean, this is crazy. This could be a Final Four matchup.
Yeah. I'm going to drop a hot take here that I might have said next week, but I'm giving it up right now. I don't think Roger Goodell's that bad.
Oh, my
Only
God.
Only because...
This is an That's insane all... take. You should have saved this for next week.
I should have saved this. All right. So hopefully Rob is not listening to this. I'm going to drop it again. By which I mean only that his job is to be a distraction for the owners as they print money and everybody hates him instead of the owners. And in that sense, he's doing a good job. And he's just a spokesman. He's no different than Sean
Spicer.
His job
is not to be the bad guy. It's not the WWE. That's like Vince McMahon's job is to get the heat off the
other. You don't have to be a bad guy to be a commissioner. I agree with you about
Paul Tagliabue literally didn't get booed when he'd go up there.
Yeah.
Goodell really? Has to. Yeah, he didn't get booed. Like, he got nothing. Like, maybe get booed if, like, the Jets were bad that year. But, like, he basically got nothing. Batman, you know, Silver doesn't get booed. Manfred doesn't get booed. Like, obviously, Bettman's been getting booed for longer than Goodell. But Bettman sucks.
All right, so you're going to say Goodell is worse than Bayless.
Yeah, I mean, that's a shocking take. Bayless is just, like, he's just
the
a phony.
Bayless is a professional.
I think Bayless
is,
he's
you know,
probably a good person
me.
In real life. That's my guess.
I mean, I've read some bios of him. He's certainly sort of a weird person in real life.
Yeah, he's but, you know, weird, but yeah. If I had to guess, I'd say he's a
good
person.
His whole life is dedicated. Yeah, all right, you know what? I'm switching my vote. Didn't he try and, like, out and gay shame Troy Aikman when he was in Dallas in, like, the
late
80s?
That's true. Yeah, he did do that. That's fair. But again, that was 25
different
years
era.
Ago. We were all gay shaming people back then.
All right. Okay, all right.
I mean,
next
granted,
we
were in the kindergarten when we were doing that, but he was a grown-up, but whatever.
All right, here we have another Dynamite match. By the way, Don King advanced past Floyd Mayweather.
Okay.
So, and that's
that
Jonathan Wiesel, who was the first response
Yoni.
On that one.
Okay.
Yeah, Yoni Wiesel. All right, next we have James Dolan against Bobby Knight. This is another serious matchup of
big contenders. This is a serious matchup,
contenders.
But I'm a Bobby Knight guy. I think everyone's kid should have to deal with a Bobby Knight for like 2 years.
Yeah, but Bobby Knight's also had like these like issues with women. He's,
I don't know about that.
Like super racist. He's like deeply misogynist. Did you ever read that?
He was the only like public Trump supporter before the election.
Yeah. All right. So you're voting for Dolan? Because I'm clearly voting for Bobby Knight.
This is it's insane to not vote for Dolan. Dolan literally like pays the Eagles to let them play with to let him play with them. That's insane.
But why? I mean, that's like a rich. That's like a sort of a cute rich guy move, isn't it?
I mean, he banned Oakley. He banned a fan recently from talking to him, even though Adam Silver asked specifically, like, hey, can you, like, unban the fan, you know, from getting season tickets? He said no. He's messed up he let Isaiah Thomas run the Liberty, like, 10 years after the whole lawsuit, which is crazy. He hired Isaiah Thomas. Yeah. He hired Phil Jackson. He hired Layden. He hired all these guys that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, Donnie Walsh was okay.
But incompetence and terribleness are a little bit different, I think.
No, but if you have a billion dollars or many billions of dollars and you're incompetent, that could lead to some real almost evilness. So people are going nuts right now. Obviously, Dolan's the winner here.
Yeah, all right. Dolan advances. Jake Lewin is the first to respond on that one. So those are three podcast listeners. Yoni Wiesel, or podcast guests, past podcast guests, I should say. Yoni Wiesel, Don King. Excuse me, Yoni Wiesel. Jake Lewin and Josh Berliner, who have all contributed so far.
We probably get Don King.
All right. Oh, yeah. Don King will show up to anything. 100%. You're right. Okay. Now we have another one. Hope Solo, who is almost an affirmative action selection here in the sense that there's not that many female domestic abusers. Because, you know, there's so many domestic abusers out there in the sports world, obviously. And we just have a couple, Floyd Mayweather. But we have Hope Solo here. But she's terrible for other reasons as well. She said some sort of xenophobic things in the past, I think. And then she's up against Lane Kiffin, who everybody loves to hate. Yet another college football coach.
Kiffin is a blowout. Kiffin is... I mean, how deplorable do you have to be to get fired as the offensive coordinator before before the championship game? Like, could you imagine, like, Belichick firing his offensive coordinator before the Super Bowl? Just, like, don't let him call the plays. That's crazy. That means you really have to suck.
Yeah, but I don't know. To me, Lane Kiffin is somebody people sort of love to hate almost as
he's
a joke. Almost
because,
rebellion.
No, it's not a joke.
Does anybody
like
really hate him?
He's such a womanizer, yeah. He's already moving on to, like, every woman in Florida.
Yeah. All right, so that one's tied 1-1. And, people say, ooh, this is a tough one. That's the first one. Shamir Seidman chimes in. He says Kiffin. So there we go. Our fourth past guest who is participating in this week's podcast. So Lane Kiffin advances thanks to Shamir. All right. Next we have Dennis Rodman against Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Rodman guy here. I think Rodman.
Yeah, there's the North Korea thing. I mean, Rodman's just such a weirdo. He would be a finalist for weirdest living American.
Yeah, I mean, but also Haslam, like, why is he on the bracket? Like, what has he done?
I mean, because he's a criminal. Although, I guess that's true of so many people.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like every owner can't be in this bracket.
All right. I'll say Rodman just because whatever.
I just think you didn't populate the sports bracket as well as I would have.
Okay. All right. Now we have another good matchup. I think we have Roger Clemens against Jeffrey Loria.
Ooh. I mean, I,
you hate both of them so much. Yeah.
No, I don't hate. I mean, Roger Clemens, I'm with, but Laurie, I hate. Yeah, forget it.
Yeah,
Clemens has
been under the radar for a while, so people are forgetting his terribleness. So, And also, I think you have to give somebody a little bit of a boost when they're actually good at the thing that they do. And I shouldn't say this before the next matchup because it's going to back to bite me in the ass. But Laurie, I guess he's good at being an art dealer, right?
I mean, of course, he's got skills. He became a billionaire. Yeah. He forced them. Well, first of all, what he did with the Expos, like, almost screwed over Major League Baseball. He sold them for like $100 million, and then he flips the Marlins not so much later for $1.3. That's not bad.
All right. Here's the last sports matchup we have. Who is a worst living American, Tom Brady or Alexander Chester?
Oh, I mean, I'm sorry to you, but I mean, Brady is just a monster.
Honestly, I think
his wife won't let him support Trump in public. Like, that's the biggest cuck of all.
I would have had an argument for myself until Brady's outfit at the Kentucky Derby last week.
Oh yeah, that was bad.
That was a crime against humanity.
Yeah, and so I would put Edelman on the list because he was with him, right? And Edelman is messing over the Mets and the Jets now. Forget about it.
Wait, so you're blaming him for the Matt Harvey thing?
That's what the he saw. He saw Edelman with Lima, and Harvey went on like one date with Lima, I think. I don't think they were like dating for years.
Yeah, but Harvey's deeply in love. Yeah. All right, so, too bad because we both got eliminated. I thought we might have had a chance to meet in a later round, but we're both out. So now we're going to jump to the other side of the bracket, and there's some real evil there. So let's just jump right into it. Right off the bat, who is a worst living American, Ted Nugent or Edward Snowden?
You know, there's a lot of gray with Snowden, right? Some people think he's a hero. A lot of people think he sucks. But
well,
Nugent,
that's probably
just
true of Nugent also.
But Nugent, come on. No, like, you could be conservative and realize, like, Nugent said some really racist stuff.
Yeah. So I'm going to vote for Snowden here because, to me, he's, like, actually a traitor who harmed American security
in
specific
ways.
Listen,
it's fair. Like, obviously, what harm does Nugent do? He plays, like, dumb music? I hear you, but no. To me, Nugent like has like black in his heart, and Snowden doesn't.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm voting for Snowden.
So it's literally whoever you send. Like, we're very unbiased here, but whoever you send it to, it's going to depend strictly on their politics, how they feel about Snowden.
But is that true? Because Snowden is somebody who was reviled by everybody except the hard left. But now he's the hard right likes him also. Like, Sean Hannity has completely flip-flopped on him because, Trump has sort of embraced his leaks because he's sort of pro-Russia or whatever.
Yeah, but Trump is still anti-Snowden. I don't know if that's true.
No, Trump has said pro-Snowden things. That's why Hannity's done it. Hannity just does whatever Trump tells him to do. But I don't know. So I think this is a tough one. But all right. So that's 1-1. We'll come back to that. Next one we have Michael Savage, another radio guy. He's, I don't really know that. I know he would like
why
tell
him on this list.
I don't know, because he tells gay listeners to get AIDS and die. And he's up against Chris Brown, who is a
Chris Brown.
Oh, great dancer, great singer. All he did was, hit a woman once.
Yeah, but he Rihanna.
That's true. It was Rihanna. But right. I'm just saying, that's true for like half the people on this list.
Nah, Chris Brown. I don't even know anything about Michael Savage. He shouldn't be here.
Yeah, maybe.
He's playing with
the
big boys now.
All right. By the way, so who responded first? They both say now. I didn't hear who beeped first. Shmaria Gassner says Ted Nugent. Jake Lewin says Edward Snowden, but that's a tough one. Ooh, Harold Rosengart chimes in. This is a really tough one.
Harold
is a tiebreaker.
Harold says they're both pretty awful.
Yeah. Drum roll, please. And, okay, we're still waiting for Harold to decide. All right, we're going to move on to the next one. Who is a worst living American, Roseanne or Sean Hannity? Harold goes with Nugent, by the way.
Okay, so Nugent, you're into the next round. Mazel tov.
Yeah.
Roseanne is messed up. Like, it's hard to really follow a thread on her.
She used to be hard left, now
Twitter.
She's hard right. She's
so, she's like all over the map a little bit. Like, she has weird opinions. Yeah. Hannity, all the Fox News people and almost all the TV news people basically should be on this list. It should just be 64 talking heads who haven't been right once in the last year and a half about anything.
Yeah, but I think Hannity is like evil in a special way over most. And first of all, he was actually saying on TV last night with a straight face that the reason why he was justified to fire Comey was because he was unfair in his treatment of Hillary Clinton, which is just an insane thing the disrespect he has for his viewers. And here's the thing, is Hannity just really, really, really incredibly dumb? It's possible.
I don't know. I don't know what to show. I doubt it. Successful.
He spent like $1 million on this ridiculous painting that shows every U.S. president watching crying as Barack Obama destroys the Constitution? You have to see this. This is a literal painting that some like right-wing nutjob did, and Hannity commissioned
the
guy.
To me, that's just hilarious.
So here's a game I remember we used to play in high school, me and my nerd friends. You would name like some talking head loudmouth, or maybe we were in college, I forget. And then you'd have to say earnest or unearnest. So let me give you an example. If you were to offer Sean Hannity a check.
You must have been
a
lot of chicks around when you were doing this, earnest or unearnest.
Well, I'll give you an example. So if you were to offer a check to Ann Coulter, for $10 million, to instantly switch from hard right to hard left, Ann Coulter takes it in a second.
Well, I mean, she might need more, but yeah, there is an amount of money.
Because she doesn't really care. She doesn't.
It's funny because I think more than a lot of people, she's rumored as a total facade. Like, there's things she won't talk.
Sean Hannity
think that she is more than any of these other people. Just in it for the takes. Like, she just wants the money.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, exactly.
Because she's dated liberals, and like some of these people would never date a liberal.
Yeah, well, Hannity. But I'm saying, so Hannity's totally on the other side of this one. He will flip-flop on positions left and right. You know, he flip-flopped on Snowden very publicly and dramatically in the last year. He flip-flopped on Russia, on free trade and a lot of things, like a lot of Republicans. But he is a true dyed-in-the-wool, you know, arch-partisan, and he ain't switching for any amount of money in the world. I'm going to vote for Hannity over Rosanna. Just, I think, like you said, Rosanna's sick probably more than anything else.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Okay. Next one, we have a couple of celebrities. Jaden Smith, and he's representative of a lot of, you know, kids of annoying Hollywood celebrities, but he's obviously the worst of them, against Jenny McCarthy. To me, Jenny McCarthy wins.
Oh, no question. Yeah, Jaden Smith is totally harmless. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Next one. There was demands for every member of the Kardashian family to be on here. We had to limit it to two.
I disagree. I think none of them should be on there.
Oh, all right. So we have Kris Jenner against Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, Kris Jenner should be on there. The problem with Lindsay Lohan now is she's like super pro, like Erdogan, right? Because she's dating this Turkish dude.
And, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, she's like a stool for the Turkish government.
Oh, wow. All right, so who are you voting for? I'm voting for Jenner. She's the matriarch. She's the one to blame for the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree.
She released a sex tape of her daughter to make herself more famous.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
She's pretty terrible.
Yeah, Kris Jenner into the next round.
All right, and now we have a interesting matchup, although I think it's going to be a blowout. We have Bernie Madoff against Paris Hilton.
By the way, this is a crazy story that didn't really get picked up. So Paris Hilton's brother got arrested this week. Did you see this?
No.
Her little brother, Conrad Hilton.
Tell me more.
So he got arrested. That got picked up. So he for like stalking and stealing a super fancy car of his ex-girlfriend's dad. Do you know who his ex-girlfriend's dad is?
No.
Rick Salomon.
That guy from the video?
Yeah.
With Paris Hilton?
Yes. So he
That's
was
sort of
dating.
Incestuous.
Yeah. How weird is that? He was dating the guy from the Paris video's daughter. So him and his sister dated a dad and a daughter.
Those are a bunch of names that should be on this list also, probably.
That's crazy. Like, that to me, that's like, but Paris Hilton really, like, she's really not in the news at all anymore. She, you know, she must have, like, really settled down. Like, the difference between her and, like, Lindsay Lohan, they would always be like, when's she going to come back and act, right? And she'd go on SNL. Lorne Michaels was always very good to her. He'd always give her a spot. She's technically, you know, she has obviously a lot of charisma and some talent, but, like, technically the worst host in terms of she doesn't know her lines, right? Like, she literally reads off the cue cards the whole time. I'm sure you know as an SNL historian, right? But
yeah.
But like she would always come back and like she'd try and make that one movie that didn't go anywhere. But the thing is, Paris Hilton couldn't really make a comeback because she didn't have a skill. What was she going to do? She wasn't a singer. She's not an actress. Like, she could just be a business person. And I think she does that. But like, she's really not in the public eye anymore. It's insane for Bernie Madoff to be on this list.
In terms of what?
Like
his crime is too serious.
His crime is almost like too much. Yeah.
So you're going to vote for Paris Hilton?
No, I have to vote for Bernie, but I don't think he should be on the list.
All right. Well, the next one is a blowout, and it's sort of similar, I think. It's Martin Shkreli against Gwyneth Paltrow. Obviously, Shkreli. Paltrow's just annoying.
Paltrow's is truly a monster, I think.
So I was saying to you before, like, this is really, in some ways, its most hateable American instead of worst American.
Right.
But, yeah, because Paltrow's not like, is she a terrible person? Well, yeah, I think you just said she's a monster. To me, she's just somebody who's, like, easy to hate because she's a clown.
Yeah, no, she is, like, there was some clip that went viral of her today on some show. I didn't really read it. Megan Aram has a funny tweet. Idea, Celebrity Price is Right, where Gwyneth Paltrow guesses that loaves of bread cost $460. Yeah, because she just has, like, no clue, and she has that horrible psych goop that it's just, like, you know, insane things that are $1 billion that nobody needs.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she can't win this matchup.
All right, so there we go. Martin Shkreli on to the next round. And who will he face? It will be either Tom Cruise or Guy Fieri.
Yeah. That's a tough one. I mean, to me, I think you got to go with Cruise, right? He's number two in all Scientology. Guy Fieri, I go up and down on him. I feel like he actually means his, you know, like what he's doing. He believes it, I mean. I'm going with Cruise here. Who are you going with?
So I'm going to go with Fieri just because Tom Cruise, everybody who's actually met him in person says he's like actually a good person. Yes, true. He profits off of slave labor and publicizes Scientology. But like my take on Scientology has always been like Scientology is obviously objectively evil, but their evil is limited to Scientology. Like they are horrible to the adherents of their religion. But unlike extremists in Islam or Judaism or Christianity, like Scientologists aren't going out and bombing anybody else. They're not going out and supporting like, you know, like anti-woman or anti-gay legislation.
This is like a lame take.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So Scientologists are really evil only to themselves. And Cruz is, you know, he's supposed to be a nice person. He's just such a stereotype of himself at this point. I always feel bad for like, I guess like him and John Travolta and sort of these actors who everybody sort of assumes is closeted but can't come out because he thinks it would affect his market, even though in 2017 it wouldn't. I feel bad just because I think he's stuck in like some like ice age where he doesn't realize like that he could become more embraced in a way, but he's too into the, you know, I don't know. So I'm going to vote for Guy Fieri here. This one's going to have to go to overtime.
Okay.
All right. Now we have another one, which I think will not be very close, although in a different matchup, she might have had a chance to win. That's Lena Dunham against Mel Gibson.
Yeah, this is tough. One is like a known hate monger, and then there's Mel Gibson. Lena Dunham. I watch Girls. I think you did too, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like we're totally anti-Lena. Like the real Lena haters would not have even turned on Girls once.
Yeah, well, I think that she actually redeemed herself a little bit because this was the best season of her show.
Yeah, no, she obviously has talent. Even like that little movie she made beforehand isn't terrible.
Yeah. It's on HBO Go right now if you want to see it. It's available.
But everything she says is just so terrible. Yeah, but Mel Gibson, he's just too unrepentant for me. So
yeah. All right. Okay, next one we have Roger Ailes against Peter Thiel.
Ooh, this is a real blockbuster matchup. Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, Thiel, you know, he brought down Gawker. But listen, like, that was decided in, I don't agree with it, but it was decided in a court at least. Ailes, you know, Ailes is responsible for everything we have in this country. So Ailes wins here.
Okay. All right. I'm going to agree with you. Next one we have is such a good matchup. Who is the worst American?
We almost have to be. Done with the bottom, with the right side of the bracket, right?
Yeah, we got a couple names left. This is just such a good one. Who is worse, Kim Kardashian or Louis Farrakhan?
I mean, Louis Farrakhan, like, my only problem with having him on here is that he's so old. He's old news, you know? Like, what has he done for me lately?
Farrakhan? Well, just this week, because what's her name? Omarosa wants to invite him to the White House because she's friends with him.
Oh, yeah. She should really be on this list, but she's not eligible probably, right? She works in the White House.
Is that? Well, yeah, I guess. Well, so does Sean Hannity. But all right. So
I think it's his birthday today. I think for his birthday, we got to move him to the next round, Farrakhan.
Okay. Happy birthday, Louis Farrakhan. You're a terrible person. All right. Here's another interesting matchup, I think. Milo Yiannopoulos. Oh, so another rule we had no Nazis. So that's why Richard Spencer's not eligible. Tila Tequila's not eligible. Mm. Milo Yiannopoulos, very close to the line, but I think not technically a Nazi.
You have to call yourself a Nazi, really.
Yeah. and he's going up against Noam Chomsky.
Yeah. Chomsky was on the greatest Americans list, although he lost in the first round.
Yeah.
You know, I disagree with almost everything Chomsky says, but like at least he's trying to do good. I think you have to move Milo on.
So I'm going to say Chomsky because, like, here's the thing. Like, Carter the Nugs guy, no one will remember who he is 3 weeks from now. And Milo, no one will remember who he is either.
Right.
But Chomsky, an incredible linguist, and maybe he's had some valuable political opinions, but so many of his opinions are so distasteful. And he's also, he has embraced his enemies because he is almost a stereotype for what the right thinks of, like, leftist, you know, professors.
Mm-hmm.
So he almost serves as a stereotype to help the other side. So he's even harmful to his own causes, I think. So that's why I'm going to vote for him. Whereas Milo, you know, Milo's just a professional troll. He's like Ann Coulter or whatever. So, all right, that one's going to go to overtime. Now we have another good matchup. Michael Moore against David Miscavige.
Yeah, it's weird to have Miscavige here with Cruz also in there. But yeah, you have to move Miscavige on.
Yeah, I mean, Miscavige is much worse than Cruz to me. I'm going to vote for Michael Moore here. So, wow. Again, Miscavige is like, his harm is limited to like 24,000 people. So we got a couple more ties here. The problem with the Milo against Chomsky one is it totally depends who you ask politically. So I'm trying to figure out who to ask of our friends. I'm trying to find somebody who's like down the middle.
Okay.
Oh, who is worse, Ann Coulter or Bill Cosby?
I mean, Cosby shouldn't be on this list.
Why? Well, he's never committed a crime. It's all alleged. He's never been arrested.
Yeah. You said you want Cosby to move on to the next round because you hate blind people. I thought that was a weird take.
Wait, blind people? I don't even get it.
He's blind, Cosby.
Bill Cosby's blind?
That's what he says for the court, so he can't testify or whatever, yeah.
Don't nuns tell you that like if you masturbate too much you go blind?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder. If
I mean, I've never had a nun tell me that, but I guess.
All right, I'm gonna vote for Cosby. As I said, I think Coulter's just a professional troll.
I agree.
Really,
but I mean, like,
she's a horrible human being.
That roast that it's almost like I felt bad for her. Cosby, you're moving on to the next round.
All right, and here is just a dynamite matchup. And who is worse, Alex Jones or Bill O'Reilly? Bill O'Reilly was not even on this list until like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, to me O'Reilly's awful, but Alex Jones has to like, even though he's got a much less of a national sway than O'Reilly, like just like torturing the Newtown people. He's got to be.
Yeah, that's really
on
terrible.
List.
Yeah, O'Reilly is the least bad among most of the Fox News guys, and the reason he got on this list is because
off there he might be the worst.
Yeah, exactly. For what he's doing to women, but you know, I'm sure Alex Jones is a terrible person in his private life as well in ways we don't know. Also, Alex Jones, very curious, almost Snowden-esque in the way that like he was always sort of seen as like a hard left guy until Trump came along, and then he like seamlessly jumped to the hard right and dragged all his listeners along, and somehow he pulled it off.
Yeah.
So. All right, the last matchup we have, who is worse, Bristol Palin or Kanye West?
Oh, Bristol Palin should not be on this list.
Right, but she's also representative of her whole family, I think, in a sense.
I know. Obviously, she's a hypocrite, but, like, she's just too, like, almost irrelevant to be on the list. So Kanye, I like Kanye, but I'll move Kanye on here.
All right. Okay, so I'm just populating our chart here. Okay. So we'll come back to those. But let's jump back to the sports side as we see who makes it into the Sweet 16. Let's go quick here. Bobby Petrino or LeVar Ball?
Ball.
Agreed. So that's easy. Darren Ravel or Rush Limbaugh?
Limbaugh.
Yeah, I agree. Art Briles or Phil Jackson?
Art Briles.
Yeah, agreed. We have no disagreements in this round yet. Curt Schilling or Bill Belichick?
This is tough. Yeah. Man, they would get along great.
I'm voting for Schilling.
Yeah, I guess Schilling here.
Yeah, it's a good matchup, though. Belichick went out much earlier than he should have. He really snuck by on this one. Mm-hmm. All right, Donald Sterling or Don King? A battle of the Dons.
Do you know what Schilling does? He, like, signs. What did he say he did on Pardon My Take? Like, he like, when he sees cars that are, like, fogged, he signs the cars. I don't know. It's weird. With his, like, hand. What Donald Sterling versus who?
Don King.
Sterling.
I mean, Sterling, he was racist for years, but we only found out about it all at once. Don King has been screwing over people. I mean, everybody. I'm going to vote for King here, so this one's going to go to overtime, I think.
Okay.
Who's worse, Roger Goodell or James Dolan? I'm voting for Dolan here. I voted against him in the first round, but I'm voting for him in this round.
I'm voting Goodell for sure.
All right, so that one's going to go to overtime. And then who's worse, Lane Kiffin or Dennis Rodman?
Lane Kiffin.
Fine. I'll agree with you on that. Who's worse, Jeffrey Loria or Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
I'm voting for Loria, so that one's going to have to go to overtime also. Okay, so, Akiva, it is time for us to move to the second round on the Hollywood media side of the bracket.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, speed round. Who's worse, Ted Nugent or Chris Brown?
Chris Brown.
Ooh, I'm going to say Nugent. So.
Okay, let's send that to the judges.
All right, that was going to have to go to overtime.
That's a tough one.
All right, Sean Hannity or Jenny McCarthy?
I'm going to say Jenny McCarthy. I just think the vax thing is such a big deal.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think Hannity's also probably an anti-vaxxer, especially now that Trump is.
That's probably true.
So, all right. So that's 1-1 as well. Kris Jenner against Bernie Madoff.
Madoff.
Yeah, I guess so. I think he's going to lose eventually, but it's going to take him a while, like his prison sentence. All right, Martin Shkreli against Guy Fieri.
Martin Shkreli.
Yeah. That's going to have a good matchup we have in the next round. All right, who is worse, Mel Gibson or Roger Ailes?
Ailes.
It's tough. Yeah, I guess I'll agree with you. Gibson, I mean, they've both abused women, so that's sort of... again, so many people on this list are terrible for other things and also abuse women, which I think is sort of probably a lesson about what kind of people they are. All right.
Gibson's also, like, most famous as an anti-Semite, but, like, is also, like, also hates black people. Like, don't forget about that. Don't sleep on his hatred of black people.
Yeah, that's true. It's almost, I think, because, like, in America, there are more, there's more racism against black people than against Jews. And so, therefore, if, you know, if you hate both, the focus is going to be on the Jew hatred, just because, like, there's so many people out there torturing black people. Whereas Jews are not doing too badly right now, lately. All right. Okay. Who's worse, Louis Farrakhan or Milo Yiannopoulos? It's a great matchup.
Yeah. I really need to research this more. I'm going to say Farrakhan.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. Again, Milo, like, you know, you got to build up a long career.
Yeah, act like you've been there before, Milo.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see what Milo's doing in 10 or 20 years from now. All right, and who's worse, Michael Moore or Bill Cosby? I'm saying Michael Moore.
Michael Moore shouldn't be here. Bill Cosby.
All right. And who's worse, Alex Jones or Kanye West?
I do like Michael Moore. He's, like, going on Broadway now, and he's acting like he's going to bring down Trump with his dumb Broadway show. What is it, Kanye versus who?
Alex Jones. Yeah. All right. I agree with you. Okay. So now let's get to the Elite Eight on the sports side. Who's worse, Bobby Petrino or LeVar Ball?
LeVar Ball.
Yeah. Agreed. We did that one already. Excuse me. It's who's worse, LeVar Ball or Rush Limbaugh?
LeVar Ball. Ooh, Limbaugh shouldn't be on the sports side.
That's the reason? I mean, LeVar Bell is not an athlete either, so he probably shouldn't be on
Limbaugh the should be should have been on the same side as Coulter and O'Reilly and Hannity.
Yeah, that's true, but we had too many there, so that's why we had to sort of move them over. Mm. I'm going to go for Rush.
Okay.
So, all right. Who's worse, Art Briles or Curt Schilling?
I'm going to say Art Briles. I feel like he's done more harm.
Oh, wow, that surprised me. I thought this was actually Schilling's easiest matchup he's had in a while.
Yeah, no, Briles, I feel like, is a disaster.
Yeah. All right, so that one's also going to go to overtime. And then who's worse, Donald Sterling or James Dolan?
Wait, is Goodell not still in this tournament?
No, he lost to James Dolan 2-1 in overtime.
It's ridiculous. Just ridiculous. James Dolan, because Sterling is irrelevant at this point.
That's a valid point.
Goodell should have been in the finals from the sports side. It's ridiculous that he lost.
Okay, I will agree with you. I'll say
Dolan, Jimmy D.
Yeah, fine. All right, who's worse, Lane Kiffin or Tom Brady?
Brady.
Sure. Fine. I'll agree with you on that one. So that's Brady advancing farther than I would have expected, actually. Mm-hmm. My wife would be so mad if she heard this.
Who cares?
All right. All right.
She won't.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Akivo, we're going into the Elite Eight on the Hollywood media side.
Right. So really the Sweet 16. It's not like there aren't two separate Elite Eights.
It is the Elite Eight. I don't know what you're saying.
There's 12 people left right now. No, you don't know what you're talking about.
No,
just trust
me. There's 12 people left total. Four people have already made it to the Elite Eight, and the other eight are fighting for the last four spots.
So we're not in the Elite Eight. The Elite Eight.
We are seeing who goes to the Elite Eight.
Oh, okay.
On the Hollywood media side.
On the other side, you said it's the Elite Eight. Anyway, let's go.
All right. Chris Brown against Sean Hannity.
Sean Hannity.
Yeah. Chris Brown, again, he attacked a beloved icon, but Sean Hannity does much worse. All right, Bernie Madoff against Martin Shkreli. Great matchup.
It's got to be Madoff.
Yeah, Madoff is going further. You know, he's going really far in this one. We don't really have other white-collar criminals. Maybe we should have. All right, here's a great matchup. Roger Ailes against Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah, you got to go Ailes here, I think.
I think just the breadth of the impact of his hate.
Yeah, Farrakhan, like, what is he doing nowadays?
Yeah, probably. Probably true. Okay, next we have Bill Cosby against Alex Jones.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I disagree. This is where Alex Jones...
to me, Alex Jones, like, even though he did some real harm, ultimately he's like a clown versus Cosby. Like, if Cosby did what he's accused of doing, then he's like this serial, you know, date rapist, like, on non-parallel. Yes. Like, he, you know...
Correct. So. Yes, he's a terrible human being. That's correct. But they all are. That's why... You don't get this far.
That's why they're here.
Exactly. All right. Okay. So now we have another. Now we are into the. Now we have the Elite Eight, and now we're going to see who's making it to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
So from the first regional, it's Rush Limbaugh against Art Briles.
Yeah. This is pretty weak regional, but I have to go with Art Briles. Limbaugh should not be in the sports region.
It's nuts. To me, Art Briles wouldn't even be in the Final Four of a worst coaches, you know.
Like, yeah.
There's so many terrible college football coaches.
You made the bracket. There, you know.
All right. Okay, we disagree. All right, and then the other Final Four spot, two guys who I am shocked that they made it this far. I voted against them several times. In fact, I voted against one of them in the first round.
I didn't even remember Nuggs Carter losing, but that was insane.
He lost to Darren Revelle. You can blame Yoni Wiesel for that one. Nuggs Carter. All right, so for the other Final Four spot, who is worse, James Dolan or Tom Brady?
I'm going to go with James Dolan.
It's a good question. I'm really not sure what the answer is here. Yeah, I guess so. Tom Brady is just, again, he's very, very good at one thing that he does, and Dolan doesn't even have that.
I mean, whoever makes it to the finals, like, it is just an embarrassment from one side to the other. Like, it shouldn't have been. You should not have separated sports and entertainment.
Well, but those are like the two sides. All right, hold on one second. Those are the two things we discussed in this podcast, you know?
Yeah, but you shouldn't have separated them. You should have merged them.
All right. Well, that's how the bracket was done, so sorry. Sometimes the Western Conference is dramatically stronger than the Eastern Conference, and the finals are a foregone conclusion. You know, there are many years where the Western Conference finals were the de facto NBA finals.
Mm, including this year.
Yeah. Not this year. This year it's the Cavs against the Warriors, who everybody's looking forward to.
Well,
but
not if the Spurs make it, then this year it's the de facto.
But people are more excited for the NBA finals than they are for the Western Conference finals.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Because they hate the Spurs and they're dumb.
Yeah.
Not that the Spurs are necessarily going to be in there, but yeah, keep going.
All right. Who is going to make it on the other side, Sean Hannity or Bernie Madoff? Who's in the Final Four?
Bernie Madoff.
I'm going to go for Hannity here.
That's insane.
I mean, again, Hannity, I think, is just too stupid to pull off what Madoff pulled off. So.
Yeah.
And hold on, we need a tiebreaker here. Okay, Akiva, who's worse, Roger Ailes or Alex Jones?
Roger Ailes.
I think probably if you're looking at career as a whole, you're probably right. Right? Because Alex Jones, as you said, nobody really heard about. Even like, have our parents heard of Alex Jones or people who aren't sort of
no.
in a little? Yeah.
No.
I think you're probably right. Roger Ailes, you know, dates back to the Nixon years. So. Alex Jones made it to the Elite Eight, but can't get any farther. All right, so we have our Final Four. Would you like to hear our Final Four?
Yes.
All right, it's Rush Limbaugh, James Dolan,
yeah,
Bernie Madoff,
and
Roger Ailes.
Okay. You keep mispronouncing Limbaugh, and it's like killing your listeners.
Do they want to put me back in after I lost to Tom Brady in the first
possible.
Round? All right, so these are some dynamite matchups. I guess we'll start on the left bracket. Who's worse, Rush Limbaugh or James Dolan?
Jimmy D.
Here's the argument. James Dolan destroyed the institution that is the New York Knicks.
Yeah, and Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh hasn't actually destroyed anything. He's tried. All right, I'm going to put James Dolan in the finals, and this blows my mind because, I didn't even have him winning in the first round.
Okay.
But James Dolan is a finalist. And who's he going up against? He's going up against Bernie Madoff or Roger Ailes.
Can we agree that whoever wins this matchup beats Dolan in the finals?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Bernie Madoff.
No, I disagree. I'm saying Roger Ailes.
Mm.
Well, here's the thing. So Madoff, the level of his evil is that like he was like targeting like charities that he ostensibly supported, and he knew what he was doing all along.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really just one crime compounded over and over and over. It's just like he was in too deep, and then he never backed out.
Sure.
Whereas Roger Ailes has so many different crimes, including, again, sexually assaulting who knows how many women over the years. That's why he was fired.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to pay off like $45 million. Bernie Madoff, other than his, you know, stealing more money than just about anybody and ruining countless lives and ruining charities, et cetera, although also Bernie Madoff's like son committed suicide, which I guess you can put that partially on him. So I don't know. This is a tough one. I'm going to say Ailes. I'm going to send it to the listeners. And then I think that we should have the listeners vote on this, and we'll put a poll up on
Twitter.
Fine.
So let's put a poll up, and we'll announce the winner in a future week. So it's
Ailes
versus
winner,
Madoff.
Yeah, that winner will certainly beat James Dolan in the finals no matter what.
Yes.
So yeah. So who is the worst living American? Is it Bernie Madoff or is it Roger Ailes? That will be the question. You'll post it on Twitter. You got way more followers than I do.
Okay.
All right. So we don't have resolution yet, but we will announce it at the beginning of next week's podcast with Rob for the hot takeoff. Who's worse? And then one of us has to argue the other one. I guess that'll be your first hot take, maybe.
No.
All right, Akiva. I will talk to you next week with a third party, hopefully.
It's been fun.
Okay, bye-bye. I said the king's in the building. Tell me how you feeling. Yeah, I said the king's in the building. Tell me how you feeling. Yeah. Now I'm about to show them how to make it in America. She's a ugly Betty, all America Ferreira, huh? Am I speaking clear enough? AC Dub, turn me up. I be chasing green like I'm running after turnip trucks. Who am I? Think you know. Bakers, man, I get that dough. All I see is Charlie Sheen, so I'm on my Emilio. Estevez, Esteban, they don't be what I be on. Every track I poop up on, I turn it into Grey Poupon. Follow me, hit the stage, turn this to a panty raid. Tough back to follow like a band without a Twitter page. Guess that means I'm going in. Other rappers sitting wait. Basically, I'm getting money. You just watch the getaway. Jesse James, all the same. But I gotta watch my back. When you make it to the top, they look like Casey Affleck. Oh, you wanna beef with me, but really, I don't know you. Tell these dog funnies that I keep that killer tone. Now put your hands to the ceiling. Oh, what a feeling. Got this place rocking like Elvis in the building. About to make a kill. Going for a million. Keep this place rocking like Elvis in the building. Men, women, and children, tell me how you feeling. Got this place rocking like Elvis in the building. About to make a killing. Going for a million. Keep this place rocking like Elvis in the building. Starting RK Fire every time I spit that yoga flame. Don't act like you don't know the name. It's similar to Novocaine. So propane, so profound. You ain't know I shut it down. Must be Stephen King, it cause all I see's a bunch of clowns. Round and round and round we go. Will it stop? I'll never know. Let me see you do-si-do. Real recognize real do-si-do. Julie G and Bossa no. But yes, we the best. N-O-B to the O-T-S. Always wanting nothing less. I'm sick and fly, you notice that. So I got flights and coast to catch. Don't even blow your noses yet, cause you were not exposed to this. You might catch me boast a bit, but can I claim the coldest yet? Only one way to find out. Cul-de-sac. See, I be on my data rock. I'm birthing all these Basquiats. Reason that their bastard's hot. I know they wanna take my spot. Nothing like the usual. Think outside the cubicle. Just a band of horses catches drinking at your funeral. Now put your hands to the ceiling. Oh, what a feeling. Got this place rocking like Elvis in the building. About to make a killing. Going for a million. Keep this place rocking like Elvis in the building.